Ooh, Walter.
Called Slappy from a distance. Running through the woods, Walter could hear Slappy calling his name over and over like an echo. The closer he got, the louder the voice became, until he made it into a clearing. In the center of the clearing was a single tree. On a low-hanging branch sat Slappy waiting for Walter, and at the base was a basket. Sitting on the branch, Slappy used her tail to prevent Walter from seeing anything.
"I've been waiting for you, my big bad wolf,"
she said seductively as she moved her tail, revealing she was wearing a bikini made of leaves.
"Slappy, why are you dressed like Eve?"
"I can ask you the same question, Adam."
Looking down, Walter realized for the first time he was wearing nothing but a loincloth made of leaves. Embarrassed, Walter tried to cover up, only to cause Slappy to giggle at his embarrassment as she lands onto the ground.
"There's no need to be embarrassed, Walter. I've seen it all before,"
she said, embracing him.
"Slappy, I..."
"Hush, or you might wake her,"
she said quietly.
"Who's her?"
he questioned. Suddenly, a sound started to come from the basket, much to Slappy's mild frustration as she gave Walter an unamused look.
"Now see what you did. You can be such a ute sometimes,"
she said with a mild scolding tone. Rushing to the basket, Slappy lifted something from it, leaving it still covered in the blanket. She cradled the bundle before returning to Walter. The small bundle whimpered and fussed in Slappy's arms. It didn't take long for Walter to realize what that was.
"Slappy, is that a baby?"
"Not just any baby, Walter. It's our baby."
Walter became shocked and surprised by what she just said. Slappy could see it in his face and decided to prove it.
"Don't believe me. Here, take a look at our daughter."
Removing the blanket from over her head, Walter got to look at his daughter. She overall looked like Slappy, but her coloring was his.
"Isn't she beautiful, Walter?"
Walter reached out, gently petting her cheek, calming her down a little, causing her to smile. Walter felt no doubt that this child was his. He felt a lot of joy from learning this.
"Yes, she is."
"Okay, sweetie, it's dinner time,"
she said to their baby. Taking a moment, with one arm, Slappy undid her top, letting her breasts out in the open, revealing that she was lactating. This surprises Walter, who looks up at her.
"What? It's time to feed her,"
she said as she began nursing their daughter.
"Oh, it's just that."
"Don't worry, handsome, I'll make sure to save some for you,"
she teased.
"No, it's not what I was."
Slappy giggles as she stepped closer to him with a loving expression on her face as she says,
"I love you, my big bad wolf,"
she said as she puckers her lips, signaling she wanted a kiss.
"I love you too, Slappy Squirrel,"
he said as he closes his eyes and lowers down to kiss her. Suddenly, an alarm went off, causing Walter's eyes to open. Taking a few moments, he realized he was not in the woods with Slappy and their daughter. He was home in his bedroom.
"Not again."
Walter sat up, letting out a grunt of frustration at the dream that felt so real. It was one of many he's had since a month and a half ago. Ever since his revenge attempt went sideways, he can't stop thinking about Slappy. His old feelings and his new feelings clashing, causing things like this to happen.
"Great, the other night I dreamt our wedding, now we have a kid."
Getting out of bed, Walter walked past the gift that Slappy gave him. A small smile came across his face. Suddenly, his phone went off with a text notification. Checking it, he saw it was from Slappy.
"Thinking of you, my big bad wolf."
The message also came with an attachment. Opening it, turned out to be a photo of her wet pussy in all its glory. Walter instantly became both aroused and frustrated as he lets out a grunt, asking,
"Why is this damn woman so sexy?"
Later, on set, as everyone was getting ready to film the next Slappy cartoon scene, Walter was by the food table sipping coffee. He tried getting his mind off the dream he had, but the sight of his dream daughter was hard to shake off. Suddenly, the smell of walnuts filled his nose. He quickly realized who was approaching him as he let out a soft sigh.
"Morning, Slappy."
"Morning, handsome."
Slappy appeared wearing her spandex top and shorts, carrying her own cup of coffee. The two watched the crew ready the set for the cartoon.
"So, you smelled me coming again."
"What can I say, I have your scent."
"Don't you mean the scent of my pussy, you big bad wolf?"
she teases as she attempted to kiss him.
"Hey, keep it down, we're supposed to be enemies here, remember?"
he says in a quiet panic. Walter's more social relationship with Slappy did not go unnoticed, as people, even Beanie and Sid, asked why he was nicer to her. He would only say it's because of the present she gave him, keeping them from prying into the romantic relationship.
I don't see why we need to conceal our relationship. I have no problem letting people see I love you.
I'm not ready for that. Besides, it would look bad for a villain to fall in love with his arch enemy.
Are you kidding? The fans would love that. Hell, they ship us on the internet already.
Slappy.
Fine, you know I'm starting to think you're stringing me along.
She pouted.
I would never. I may be a cartoon villain, but I'm not that evil.
The two awkwardly watched as the crew continued to work getting the set ready. It took another hour, but the set was ready to shoot. Okay people, time to start filming places, called the director. Woods chasing scene take one. Running through the woods, Slappy ran at top speed, laughing as she ran, keeping ahead of her pursuer.
You'll have to be faster than that if you want to catch me.
I'll get you this time,
called Walter. Walter was charging like a mad beast, trying to catch and eat Slappy, but was having trouble keeping up.
What a utes,
she laughed.
Laugh while you can, but when I catch you, it's squirrel stew.
Gaining some distance, she ran into an open area with only one tree, jumping into it to hide in. Unfortunately, Walter saw her.
Nowhere to run now, you're mine.
Jumping in after her, Slappy quickly appeared from behind, pushing and locking Walter inside the tree. Pulling out a remote, she pressed a button on it, causing the tree to reveal itself to be a rocket.
Happy landing, handsome.
Pressing a second button started a loud countdown that muffled out his screams. Getting clear, she watched as the rocket lifted off, sending him high in the sky, before exploding, setting off a fireworks display.
Nothing says 4th of July like fireworks.
Suddenly Walter came crashing down in front of her, charred and beaten. He could only say,
I hate you, before passing out.
Now that's comedy.
And cut. Okay people, great work, we got it in one take. Everyone preps for the next scene tomorrow, called the director.
That was short. I wonder why the short day,
wondered Walter as he shook off his injuries until he was 100% okay. Slappy had already gone back to her dressing room to freshen up. Taking a quick shower, Slappy, now dressed in her robe, sat at her vanity wondering about her relationship with Walter. After finally coming clean about how she felt about him, she wondered just how much progress their relationship has made.
Does he really want to make this work?
Suddenly a knock came at Slappy's door, before someone entered, not really caring who it was, since she already knew.
Oh, hello Walter. Sure no one saw you come in. I know how much you don't want your rep to be ruined by being with me,
said Slappy, focusing on doing her makeup.
I take it you're still mad at me.
Gee, whatever gave you that idea?
She said, giving him the cold shoulder.
The cold shoulder, huh? Only one cure for that,
he thought. Slipping behind her, Walter placed his hand on her shoulders, just as she was finished with her makeup.
You seem a little tense. A good massage will loosen you up, baby.
Walter, cut it out. Giving me a massage is not going to stop me from being mad at you.
Sure it will. I just need to massage you in the right place.
Moving downward, Walter opened the top of Slappy's robe, letting her tits bounce out. Before Slappy could react, he cupped both her melons, massaging both of them, while he used his index fingers to tease her nipples.
I never get tired of playing with these jugs, they're so soft and bouncy, I could do this all day,
he teases.
Walter Wolf, you let go of my tits right now,
protested Slappy.
Are you still mad at me?
He asked, giving her boobs a playful squeeze.
Stop that, you're making me madder, she moans. Then I'm not letting go.
Walter began massaging her harder. Her nipples were now hard as pebbles. Slappy tried desperately not to enjoy the feeling of Walter playing with her tits, but she couldn't hide how much she loved it, unable to stop from biting down on her bottom lip and blushing as he twirled her nipples like joysticks.
Walter, now you stop that. You know how sensitive my nipples are. Stop treating them like joysticks.
You know you love it sexy,
he teased, pinching her nipples.
Eek, hey you, stop that. This is what I get for telling you my weaknesses,
she yelped as Walter tugged on her nipples.
I'll stop when you stop being mad at me.
Not a chance.
Then you leave me no choice,
he said, kissing her on the cheek.
You wouldn't dare,
she said, fearing what he was going to do.
Oh, I dare.
he teased. Scooping her up from her vanity, he took her over to the love seat in her dressing room. Placing her down, he dropped down in front of her, spreading her legs apart before moving in. Slipping his hands under her, he now had a firm grip on her butt cheeks as he inhaled the smell of walnuts, while lifting her up a little by her ass, giving him better access to her pussy.
Well, if it isn't my favorite treat, it looks so much tastier in person than that picture you sent me this morning.
Walter Wolf, don't you dare. You know how I get when you eat me out.
I know it makes you super wet and happy, and there's no way you'll still be mad at me when I'm done.
He said, giving her outer lips a kiss.
Walter, please, someone will hear me. I can't keep my voice down when you're doing that.
Didn't you want people to know we're together?
He teased.
Kissing you in public is way different than someone walking in on us with you between my legs. Hey, stop that.
She yelped as Walter teased her clit.
You so want me to do it?
He teased.
No, I don't, you big bad wolf.
Pouted Slappy as she accidentally called him by the pet name she gave him.
I knew it.
He teased.
No, wait, I didn't mean to, Eep.
Walter buries his muzzle between Slappy's legs and starts sniffing her pussy, with his nose rubbing her folds. With each twitch, he could smell her scent getting stronger the wetter she became, making Slappy feel excited, though she still tried to resist. Walter began licking Slappy's pussy, not holding back, his tongue gliding up and down her outer lips along with sucking on her clit.
Oh, Walter, stop, don't.
Was all she could say. Walter decided to kick it up a notch by penetrating her, thrashing her inner walls as he pushed deeper inside her. Drinking her juices as it flowed out like a thirsty beast, Slappy could no longer resist as her cries of stop and don't switched to don't and stop.
Oh, Walter, don't stop. Don't stop eating my pussy, my big bad wolf.
She cried as she called him by her pet name for him again.
I knew she wanted this.
He thought as he squeezed her ass cheeks, going deeper inside her. Walter pushed his tongue as deep in as it could go, causing her to moan louder.
Walter, oh, Walter, I can feel you inside, my.
Suddenly the knob at the door turned, scaring Slappy in the process, but Walter continued to eat her out, while Slappy tried to regain her composure.
Please tell me you locked the door.
She moaned. When the door didn't open, she became relieved despite Walter still eating her out, but now gently. Milliseconds, Slappy, is everything alright? The door's locked, called a crew member.
I'm fine. I'm just working out. What is it?
Oh, right, Mr. Thaddeus Blutz wants to see you in an hour in his office.
Fine, whatever, I'll be there. Anything else?
I've been trying to find Mr. Walter to give him the same message, but I haven't seen him, have you?
No, but, knowing him, he's deep into something. I'll tell him if I see him.
Okay, ma'am, said the crew member, leaving. With the crew member gone, Slappy focused back on Walter, who began eating out her pussy aggressively again.
Oh, Walter, I'm coming. I'm, oh, you big bad wolf.
She cried. Slappy no longer could hold back as she came, her juices spraying out onto Walter, while she fell back.
I love it when you eat my pussy. I love it so much. She moans.
So I take it you're no longer mad at me for this morning.
He said, giving her twitching pussy light kisses.
No, Walter, I'm not.
Suddenly Slappy's thighs began squeezing the sides of Walter's head as he looks up at Slappy, who now had an expression that was both threatening and seductive.
I'm not mad at that, because I'm mad at you for a new reason.
But, I...
he said before Slappy's grip got tighter.
You're a naughty boy for taking advantage of me like that. You need to be punished. Luckily I have a whole hour to do so, you naughty big bad wolf.
She said, rubbing her thighs against the sides of his head. All Walter could do was smile sheepishly, knowing he was in for it, but he thought to himself,
well, at least she's not mad about this morning anymore.
Later, after punishing Walter, taking a second shower, and redoing her makeup, the two were on their way up to see the CEO of Warner Brothers Studios. Slappy hates when Plutz wants to see her. It always involves him trying to change the show. As the two made their way up to his office via elevator, Walter was still reeling a little from his punishment.
Man, I had no idea you can make yourself that tight.
He said, rubbing his crotch with one hand, and wiping off lipstick off his face with the other.
Oh, Walter, don't be such a baby, that's what you get for being a naughty boy. Besides, I went easy on you this time.
Well, I realized something from this experience.
Not to make me mad.
No, not that. You're too hot when you're angry.
He teases.
Then what?
One, I need to come up with a way to punish you when you're a naughty girl, and two, that eventually I'm going to want to do that again.
Well, one, I hope it involves spanking, and two, I'll do it anytime you're being a naughty boy, my big bad wolf.
She flirted.
Maybe I should be naughty right now.
He flirted back, rubbing his crotch against her ass.
You're on your way to another punishing, mister.
Soon the elevator made it to the top floor, leading to a hallway that led right to his office. Entering, they were greeted by Plots himself. Hello, Slappy and Walter, I'm very happy that you two made it here so fast.
Yeah, sure,
said Slappy. Well, time to get down to business. I asked you here because I came up with a great idea to take the show to the next level.
Oh, really?
Said Walter. Yes, the show has action and comedy, but what we really need is romance. Somebody please shoot me, she thought, which is why I'm introducing a new character.
And here we go,
thought Walter. Come on in, my boy. Entering from a back room in Plots's office, a young male squirrel, his fur the same color as Slappy, and showing about the same muscular physique as Walter. Though handsome, Slappy wasn't impressed in the least. This is Happy Squirrel. He will be your new co-star, to serve as your love interest. I'm happy to meet you all, especially you, Miss Slappy. He flirted with a smirk. Walter instantly developed a huge dislike for him, not liking the way he was looking and talking to his girl.
I don't need a boyfriend in my cartoons. Everything is great just the way it is,
argued Slappy. Sorry, my dear, but your show, according to my data, it lacks romance. In order to attract that last 5%, we need to love interest someone to save you from Walter and be rewarded with a kiss.
Are you crazy? Do I look like the kind of girl who needs to be rescued and then you want me to kiss this utes?
Sorry, Slappy, but that's what needs to be done to gain that 5%.
Which we will lose that 95% we already have in the process,
thought Walter.
There is no way I'm doing this.
You have to, it's in your contract.
Yeah, well, you can take that contract and...
Excuse me,
interrupted Walter.
Much as I'm enjoying this, I was blown up earlier and I would like to wrap this up so I can go home.
Very well, we'll discuss this later, said Plots. Angry, Slappy stormed out, leaving Walter, Plots and Happy alone. My apologies, my boy. It's no problem, I look forward to working with her, said Happy. Walter's dislike of the new guy only became stronger as he too hated the changes that Plots wanted to make too, but kept quiet to maintain their cover. Also, he really hated the idea of Slappy kissing this guy, and took a lot of restraint not to punch Plots for trying to force Slappy to do so. Walter decided to leave, but Plots had a message to give to Slappy for him. If you see Slappy, tell her the script reading is tomorrow afternoon.
Fine,
he said, leaving. Leaving, Walter headed back to the elevator, finding Slappy there waiting for him, just as the elevator arrived. The two enter. Second after the door closed, she finally started venting.
Can you believe that little shrimp, trying to force this on me?
It's crazy and I already want to punch his pet in the face,
said Walter.
Maybe I should have said I have a boyfriend.
Are you kidding? That little butterball would stop at nothing to find out who he was. We'd never get any privacy.
True, I'm starting to understand why you want to keep our relationship secret.
Well, maybe I was going a little overboard before, but it can't hurt for us to go out as a couple.
No, it can't.
Well then, how about tonight?
He said, embracing Slappy.
Tonight.
Let's get dressed up and go out for dinner, then your place for dessert.
Oh, Walter.
The two shared a loving kiss, no tongue, just loving embrace and a loving kiss, reaching the bottom as they broke apart, going off to get ready for the night.
See you tonight, sexy.
See you tonight, my big bad wolf.
End of chapter 1.